Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, April 30th. New data shows about half of San Diego families with kids under six struggle to make ends meet. More on that next, but first, the headlines. A new report from California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the six federal immigration detention facilities in the state are not being run properly. That includes one in Otay Mesa and one in Imperial County. Bonta highlighted what he says is completely inadequate mental health care.
That's particularly concerning, of course, because those facilities are working with a population that's at high risk for adverse mental health outcomes.
Bonta says he only expects the problem to get worse under the Trump administration. He called on Congress to get involved and force changes in how the facilities are run. Spy cameras were found in women's bunk rooms at an El Cajon fire station. That's according to a claim filed by four women last month. According to the claim, the first camera was found in February, disguised as a phone charger. A second camera was later found in another female bunk room, disguised as a clock. The women's attorney told the Union Tribune the city denied the claim. Fire services for El Cajon and La Mesa are provided by the Heartland Fire and Rescue Department. Catholic churches throughout San Diego will hold memorial masses today for Pope Francis. The Diocese of San Diego says each of the 96 area parishes will schedule their masses at times of their choosing. Pope Francis died last week at age 88. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Friends, in this episode of Port of Entry, we dive into the excitement that has swept the city and region into complete soccer euphoria. We also sit down with Jacob Ayer to discuss KPBS's latest digital mini-series, Soccer a la Frontera. You don't want to miss this episode. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts.
One in three working Californians is struggling to pay for basic needs like housing, food, and transportation. That's according to a statewide analysis out yesterday. Education reporter Katie Anastas says childcare is a financial strain for many families.
For parents like Yvonne Sonato Vega, the cost of childcare creates impossible choices. Working full-time means she has to pay for childcare.
It's a constant balancing act working. So we can qualify for basic needs like insurance, but then spending part of that paycheck just to make it possible to work.
United Way's latest analysis finds that a third of households in San Diego County don't earn enough to pay for housing, food, transportation, and other basic needs. That goes up to nearly half of households with children under six. The study recommends policymakers expand affordable childcare, public benefits, and tax credits for families with children. It says free tax filing can make tax credits more accessible for families who need them most. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
The homeless services provider, Father Joe's Villages, says they are seeing a 25% increase in residents seeking out mental health care this year compared to last. Research from UC San Diego shows pairing housing with social services are more likely to help people leave homelessness for good. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco spoke to a woman who says she went from defiant patient to advocate.
When Annette Culver first met her therapist at Father Joe's Villages, she gave him just 15 minutes.
I stayed the whole time, the whole hour talking to him.
Those 15 minutes turned into a couple of years of regular therapy sessions.
I've got the tools to keep going on.
She's not alone. Mark Stevenson oversees the therapy programs.
Seeing 200 more individuals and families and children than we did the last year, then we realize this issue with mental health and homelessness is not only persistent, but it's progressive.
He says by combining housing, therapy, and healthcare, Father Joe's Villages removes some of the biggest barriers to recovery and reintegration. Culver, now shares her success with other residents.
I encourage people, you know, have you heard of MARC?
As demand for mental health care rises, the organization says it's expanding its services to keep pace. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Social media has the power to influence people, and in Encinitas, an online debate on homelessness has spilled into council chambers and the community. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says it comes on the heels of a proposed expansion to the city's resource center.
For over 40 years, people in the community have relied on the Community Resource Center in Encinitas for food and supportive services. The center is in downtown Encinitas, within walking distance to the beach, a hospital, public transportation, and public restrooms. Lately, residents and business owners say they've noticed a surge of unhoused people in the area. Some blame the CRC.
There's an assumption being made that every person experiencing homelessness in Encinitas comes to CRC. That assumption is false.
John Van Cleef is the CEO of the CRC. He says the center's food pantry serves a total of 410 people, but only 85 of them are homeless. Assumptions about the center grew when a social media page began posting pictures and videos about the CRC and homeless in the area.
Someone took the time to create a cartoon that had CRC in the background and a hand throwing crumbs out to rats and seagulls. There can be a lot of views about people experiencing homelessness. There can be a lot of perspectives on the value of our building project or not, but to present people in this way, in a, such a dehumanizing and morally reprehensible way, really crossed a line.
That post has been taken down. The page goes by the name of Save Encinitas Now and has 15,000 followers. Their bio says they cover key issues like homelessness, housing, crime, and tourism with humor. But the issue has gained enough traction to spill over into city council chambers, especially as the CRC looks to expand their food pantry into the building next door.
It really disappoints me that there is an expansion being considered. With that expansion is only going to expand the problem that we have.
Donette Poole is a general manager of Honey's Bistro in downtown Encinitas. She has been at the bistro for 17 years. And says she has seen the homeless population grow and become more aggressive.
I've already been attacked. I've had two employees that have had hands on by mentally ill, by the homeless that are aggressive when we have cut off, we don't give them coffee anymore or food.
Last year's point in time count data showed a 68% increase in the unsheltered population in Encinitas. Data for 2025 has not been released. Poole says she has considered hiring private security, but can't afford it due to a drop in patrons.
I do think the city isn't doing enough. They're worried about plastic straws. They're worried about parking.
She wants the newly elected mayor to keep his campaign promise to increase patrols in the area. Mayor Bruce Ehlers says sheriff's deputies are doing their best to keep up with the issues. He wants to explore all options.
Either a security service that we hire or or using the volunteer patrol, we may have an opportunity there to use employees / volunteers that are there for this reason, and they can be the eyes and ears for the police.
Ayler says the city has an obligation to continue offering resources to those in need and enforcing the law. Additional security near the CRC will be discussed at the next council meeting in 2 weeks. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
50 years ago, the war in Vietnam ended with the fall of Saigon. That changed the course of many lives, from those who served to those who fled Vietnam. Reporter Jacob Baer says many involved in the historic event have ties to San Diego.
50 years ago, thousands were evacuated from Vietnam to safety aboard the USS Midway, including Hugh Nguyen, who was just a child at the time.
But as a 7-year-old, we were afraid. I remember just hanging on to my grandparents and my aunt, my grandparents who raised me. And so, yeah, it was a great journey over here to America.
He was one of thousands of Vietnamese Americans and Vietnam War veterans who crowded the USS Midway last weekend at San Diego Harbor.
Oh, it's a very emotional day.
95-year-old retired Rear Admiral Larry Chambers commanded the Midway then and risked his career saving South Vietnamese refugees.
When we were in the middle of chaos, there were 24 ships out there rescuing.
To make way for aircraft with evacuees, Chambers ordered military helicopters pushed overboard. In over 2 days, the Midway rescued more than 3,000 people. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
For more on San Diego's ties to the end of the Vietnam War, check out our new series, Fall of Saigon at 50, on our website. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Wednesday.